Okay, the title of our sermon is on this morning is A Pagan Custom in Christmas Clothing. A pagano nga kostuma igsoon diha sa sapot sa Osaka, gitawag nila Old Christmas in Christmas Clothing. The subtitle of this sermon is The Truth Behind the Christmas. Ang kamaturan, luyo, di ba, nining maong nga Pasko, matod pa nila. Kisa may dunay idea na ninyo, so please raise your hand. Kisa may dunay idea. Whether ang Christmas ba is a Christian celebration or a pagan custom or celebration. Kisa may dunay, please raise your hand. Kisa may dunay idea ba yan ninyo? Ay, mukawa. Okay. So, gamay na lang. Uy, wala pa yung idea concerning aning truth. So, in this article, we will able to know where and when and what were the historical events and practices hiding behind this so-called Christmas. May baluan na to in article kung kanusa o diin o unsa-usab ang historical event ani niya. Kung diin siya ni-derive, kung may mga derive yun, kung unsa yung gikanan, right? Diin siya gikan, nga nung nangitabo ni, nga nung ni-come up ni, nga nung ni-abot ni ang Christmas, kanusa man ni unang gi-celebrate, nga nung gi-celebrate man siya, unsa may nag-originate ani niya? Ang Biblia ba? Or ang kustuma sa mga pagano sa dugay na kayong mga panahon? Mura ni siya kahoy ikson nga ni ugat sa yuta o di nagyod mahimo nga ugaton. Pero kinagyong pangugat, gahi na kayo na putlon, gahi na kayo ng ito. Pero ang pulong sa Ginoo mas gamhanan pa, bisan pa, nangugat pa ng kahuya. Diba? Ang, ang kustumas pagano ikson, gina-celebrate sa tibong kalibutan doon. Pwede na nato siya nga matang-tang, pinagis pulong sa Ginoo. Mura tao, kuan ba? Kana church against the world. Diba? Dito, pinood man. Ang church sa Ginoo, ang mga Christians against the world. But sad to say, and sad to think it's so on. Sorry to mention, bisan ang amuang school, ang Bible College na din gubikan. Dito man si James, saksi si James, kung unsa ang ilahang na visible man kayo, right? The decoration is so, makita ninyo dito. Pero di punta mo ingon, di natin mong excuse. May ingon ta nga, magkristohanon man ta, sila mo sa una. Even ikson, nga doon na sila yung knowledge sa history about ani. Dili mahimo nga imuhang i-ignore ang history. Tungod kay parehas na yung gihapon. Ako lang sulti niyo niya. Mura lang tag mo conclude. Upagay ta kasugod mo conclude na ta. So, unya lang na. Ato lang na hinahinayon. So, in this celebration, is this celebration, so ako kamutana, originated and made to give a portrait ba or a tribute to the Lord Jesus Christ, or this celebration has a rooted its own historical pagan custom and depraved practices blended or mixed its own sa mga Christian yung mga flavor, diba murag ka ng luto ba magsudan karne o mga singan ano mga lamas, diba giflipuran butag mga seasoning. So parehas yun ani ang Christmas manager. So this sermon seems to me a great expose of the truth, unveiling this worldwide celebration to see what was hiding inside this pleasant Christmas clothing. And the purposes of this message, first, its own is to tell the truth and give God all the glory that He deserves. Second purpose of the message is to show everyone that nowhere in the Bible, wala sa Biblia igsoon nga gisugo ta sa Ginoo sa pag-give o sa pag-observe aning maong celebration. Do na yes or no? Can you find it in the Bible it's shown that God directly and explicitly commanded these people to keep the Christmas or to observe Christmas? Even the word Christmas is not in the Bible. Christ no na. Thirdly, to awaken Christians who adopted this celebration without any consciousness of the truth. Pag awaken exon, pag enlightened sa mga Christians nga nag-adopt nining maong celebration without any consciousness of the truth. Wala kay bawa exon, wala knowledge kung unsa nagpaluyo aning tanan. Or without any knowledge so whatever. So you may agree with me or not, you may get upset with me or not. I will not say sorry, so sa truth nga kwa isulti gikan sa pulong sa Ginoo. Kung may untag sorry, so you admit nga ikaw na sayo. Kung gikan sa pulong sa Ginoo, dili ka may sorry tungod kay Ginoo dili mo sayo. Amen ba? Amen. So sa akong giingon na you may get upset with me, so possibly na, but dawa ka lang yung tamang pulong sa Ginoo. Although nga pleasing to the flesh ang imo makita sa palibot o tibok kalibutan, mingaw man atong balay sa mo compromise ta para lang masadya gamay. Ikson, it's up to you. Akong balik-balikon, never kung nag-obligate ninyo, right? Never kung nag-obligate ninyo. It's your accountability to God. Ikaw na malubag sa Ginoo. So, dili ako. Kung isulti ang tinod, narani mo, kumutuo ka, utungan ka sa Ginoo or dili. Okay. As far as the truth exon of history is concerned, I have documents sa kung gingon ganina. Ako bil plano ani, ako ning ipaprint sa ipacitate na ito, bagayin na James, para makita ninyo exon. Pero okay lang, naman ni sa itong website. So my evidences, I have the evidences exon, I have the articles na mo mag-back up sa kuang sermon. Of course, the boss na nga pulong sa Ginoo yung Holy Spirit. Okay, expose man dapat ang tinuod as the book of Ephesians 5:11. Please open your Bibles. Wala akong foundation exon why I'm doing this. Ephesians 5:11 says, sa isulti sa pulong sa Ginoo diya sa Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. So mo na kung gihimo, having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather exposing them. So ako nang gihimo to expose this truth. So may the Lord bless His message, His Son, and open our hearts and our minds, enable for us to understand kung sa ato ang. Sa kung gingon ganina, inyong buhaton magbaging pasensyoso mo. Don't worry, His Son, tungkol kay ako amaning i-divide. Imanin ako doon. Bisan ako, His Son, maglisod ko diri, magsigi ko o ka ng tabi. Kanya, dili ko gusto nga mag-pressure ko sa oras. 11:20, di ko gusto nga pressure ko sa oras, ako na lang man nun, dili kayo ninyo makuha. So, hoping na gapon mo this evening para matilawan ninyo ang tibuok pagkaon, dili kay sabaw ra, hasta punod, ninyo matilawan. Ang unod, yung so, punya po na kung mahatay karambibi, in details naman na siya, right? Okay, so ganun na to, the history of Christmas. Akong gimo diri lagan kog mga quotations man nakapadagan sa pages igsoon nga akong gipa-print out. The history of Christmas, may una natong tukion, may ang background, dapat ipaluan man nato. O ba mo makapangutana? Kasi may nakapangutana ninyo nga, tinood no, di mo nagikang Christmas. Diba? Di ka nagikan na no. Di-celebrate man natin buong kalibutan, even ang mga dili Christians, ang mga Buddhists, ang mga Chinese, ang mga basta din o ang wala ng tuo sa Ginoo, celebrate sila Christmas. Grabe. But they don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They rather believe Santa Claus rather than the Lord Jesus. So please pay attention next one. tungod kay kibaw ko makaduka gining artikula. So tabangan ko sa Ginoo pag-explain because tanan lesson is English. Wa ang kamutan nato grasya sa Ginoo. So where did Christmas originated? One of the first question, from the Bible or from paganism? When and where was it started? When and where Christmas started? So these are only some or few of the many questions regarding this worldwide celebration. What I'm going to do now is to present to you the materials from my research zone that will tell you the truth historically regarding Christmas. Okay? So, mura ta og mo travel sa niaging panahon, pinaging mao nga study. But before that, let us consider first the most important thing in Sunday school, kung saan bisulti sa Ginoo. In Jeremiah, please open your Bibles with me. In Jeremiah chapter 10. So una pa lang, ato ng butangan o foundation sa pulong sa Ginoo. Ang Ginoo, unsa iyahang pagkidunta accountability ni God, siya ang nagpuot nato. Dapat makaibawat ako unsa sa iyang isulti. Bahin sa mga butang iso na ginahimo sa mga pagano. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 2 hangtod sa 4, nagingon, "Do not learn the way of the heathen." Heathen exon is the Gentiles, the pagans, or the nations. You can translate that either. So do not learn the way of the heathen, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. For the what? For the customs, costuma of the people are what? Delusion. Because it is wood cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers so that it will not what? Topple. It will not topple. Dili ma tayog. Dili ma yunayon igsoon. So what God said in Jeremiah 10 verses 2 hangtod sa 4, ang may gingon sa Ginoo, do not learn or do not follow the way of the heathen. Kung unsa ang ilang practices, kung unsa ilang kostuma, ug moingon ang Ginoo, do not learn from them, do not learn their ways, do not follow their ways. To disobey God, of course, is sin. To obey God, of course, is a blessing. So is Christmas the way of the heathen? The way of pagans? Or not? Let's find out. So this quotation is from the Proof Ministries. Ako nila yana. Hasta ang URL niya, ako ang dikopya. Para ebidensya yun. Para dili, James, di ba James na? Ato mo nabutan sa website. Sabi nga na sila, oh, gikawat ang amuang. Tuan, likado kayo na, makasumanta. Ako lang di siguro, Ibson, nga ito ang gigamit ang ilang articles. As a quotation from the Proof Ministries, sa iyang article titled, "Is Christmas Necessary?" Ang Christmas ba necessary or not? So let's find out. By Jerry Solomon, ningon siya dini, the very early church. Tinuntag very early church, unsa man siya? Ato bang panahon ron o sa una? Sa una, the very early church has not left us with any indication that Christmas was a part of their yearly calendar. Amen. Ang early church igsoon, wala magbili nato, wala sila maghatag igsoon bisan mga ebidensya nga mo na part usab na sa ilahang nga calendar kaniadto, part usab sa ilahang mga observance kaniadto. Wa sila magbilin, wa sila magsulti. Certainly the New Testament doesn't include such an emphasis. Philip Scaff Ixon, a church historian, offers three reasons for this. In the first place, no corresponding festival presented by the Old Testament, as in the case of Easter and Pentecost, right? Para itong Passover. So, bisan sa Old Testament, wala siya i-present Ixon, corresponding festival for Christmas. In the second place, the day and month of the birth of Christ are nowhere in the Bible. Amen ba? The month, the year, the day Ixon, when Jesus was born, na ining kalibutan na, di gid na nimo makita sa Biblia. God purposely Ixon, gihatag na sa Ginoo, wa na niya gipadayag sa tao. Of course, ang good news is si Jesus na tao. Ang maluluwas na tao. Pero, imuha din buhatan o pizza bisan wala gireveal ni God. O wala gikomand ni God and so, imuha ba nga i-celebrate again. The church lingered first of all about the death and resurrection of Christ. The completed fact of redemption and made this center of the weekly worship and the church year. Finally, the earlier feast of Epiphany afforded a substitute, Epi from the Greek Epi, so both pasabot over. But over. So the Epiphany afforded a substitute. The artistic religious impulse, ito mga festival sa una, mo inihari sila panahon, however, which produced the whole church year, must sooner or later have called into existence a festival which forms the groundwork of all other annual festivals in honor of Christ. Ito na may bawaan niya in details. So the Christmas celebration is on, appeared comparatively late in church history. And it appeared as the result of a change in the ways Christians dealt with their surroundings. So naitabu ni siya as Christians before, so-called Christians, right? Kabisan si Emperor Constantine, when he became a Christian, he made Christianity an official religion sa Rome kaniadto. So diha na sugod tanan. Ang Rome Ixon is usana sa pinakadako nga ni-influence tibuok kalibutan. Ug nakahibaw punta nga ang Rome. Ug ang mga Romans usa sila sa mga inila usab nga mga pagano. So kun dili nato tukion Ixon kung unsa ang atong gihimo karon. Historically, as far as history is concerned, ito makibaw nga ato din i-practice ron is i-practice na sa mga pagana kani ato dili para sa Ginoo. Karon mubutang lang yung nataw para sa Ginoo na itong gihimo, pero imong i-practice gihimo na lang kani ato para sa ilang Ginoo, dili sa ito ang Ginoo. So sa may naanak muro ra og wolves and sheep's clothing, right? Parehas ni Satan, he can transform himself into an angel of light. So, sa ilawang sa paano nga Christmas celebration ng Sol, historically, mauni, inaanin na siya kahugaw. And, diwaso na ako, in order to see the progression of this change, at makita ng Sol, ang progression aning nga pagkausap, it will be helpful if we consider early pagan festivals that were eventually transformed by the church. So, ang muna itong ibawaan doon, ang mga early pagan festivals, to consider the progression of these changes. So some scholars assert that the earliest precursor of the Christmas celebration and so on can be found within a Persian religion that influenced Roman life. Kinsa nag-influence sa Roman life? Sa mga Rome? Persian. Kibaw pa mga Persian and so on, usapot sila sa mga pagano. Pagano, nag-influence sila, isig ka pagano. One of the great festivals of ancient Rome was related to the winter solstice. Winter solstice is solmone ang pagtungha sa sun, northern part, di ba? Pagtungha sa sun, matutan na December 22. Winter solstice, mone ang celebration nila related to the winter solstice. celebrated on December 25 as the natal day of the unconquerable sun. Awa? We celebrate nila 25th of December para kay Jesus or para sa ilaha nga pagan God, ang tawag nila og unconquerable sun. Di para kay Jesus. 25th and so on, para ni mo celebration para sa ilahang pagan God, unconquerable son, and tied to the Persian religion of Mithraism. Ilahang Ginoo nga si Mithra, a sun god, one of the Christianity's early rivals. Yes, okay, dugay na po ang Christianity. Wapo po ba sa po iksoon nga wala po sila yung mga rivals before. Naasap, daghan kayo, daghan sila og mga rivals. And kaso nato, the church took over this day to turn the attention of Christians from the old hidden festival to the celebration of the Son of Righteousness. Matod pa nila si Jesus, Son of Righteousness. So it is especially interesting to note that the mythological god Mithra, kinsa igsoon? God Mithra, for whom Mithraism was named, is described as being born from Iraq, the birth being witnessed by shepherds on a day, December 25th. At pa nila, kinsa nag-witness? Mga shepherds po, like on Jesus. So, mura siya o counterfeit igsoon that was later claimed by Christians as the nativity of Christ. Tanawa. Sabaw mo sa pinakadako na nag-influence o nag-bugna gilaan ng tanan? The RC. To tell you earlier, igsoon sila, the Roman Catholic Church. Sila ang nag-nickname o sila ang nag-pa-influence ang tanan o nag-adapt, nagtago igsoon sa mga hidden festivals. Ganit, gireveal nila, walang ganyan nila actually gitago. Giadmit nila, pero ilahagya pong dikaon ilang suka. Actually, the Christmas festival was probably the Christian transformation or regeneration of a series of kindred hidden festivals. Nasabtan ninyo iso? And Christmas was probably the Christian transformation or regeneration of a series of kindred hidden festivals, not just only one festival and so on for a pagan god, a series of pagan festivals. May transform or may regenerate or may born again. So, natin itawag, may transform into a Christian celebration which were kept in room in the month of December in commemoration of the golden age of the universal freedom and equality and in honor of the unconquered sun, awa, and which were great holidays especially for slaves and children. Here, when the Emperor Constantine, timanin ninyo ha, this is history. Si Emperor Constantine, sa diyan nga na-convert siya into Christianity, so he sanctioned the Christianizing of various pagan emphases. So he was probably influential in the institution of a Christian feast of the birthday of the Son of Righteousness in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Emperor man si Constantine, Roman Emperor, sa diha nga nahimo siyang Christian, so itong vision nga iya nakita. Nahimo siyang Christian, di ba, persecution sa church, ako na, grabe man. Pagkahimogin niyang Christian, ni Emperor Constantine, ang Christianity, ang religion sa Christianity, gihimo niyang official, o gihimo niyang legal, ng religion. So ang mga Kristiyano, dili na kayo sila persecute. Makatukod na kaog mga simbahan. So on, sa dayag, dili na kinala mo tago. Tungkol kay Duna kay authority gikan sa emperor. Gihimo niya, naghimo siya decree so to legalize Christianity. Dako sa niya influence, itawagod sa niya, so gi-institute niya ang Christian feast of the birthday of the Son of Righteousness instead of Son of or unconquerable Son. So gikuan niya sa Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, Son of Righteousness as a rival to the popular pagan festival of the unconquered sun, Sol Invictus, at the winter solstice. Tanawa? Sa winter solstice is on December 25th. Kini mga pagano nag-celebrate sila sa sun, sa unconquerable sun, right? December 25th. Pagka Christian ni Constantine, gi-institute usab niya, gitukod usab niya, gi-christianize niya para lang pag-rival, para lang pag-atbang sa ilahang pagano nga kostuma. Gihimo po niya ang Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, a son of righteousness, in December 25th, sab. So, rival. Kinsay ni unang paghimo ani? Si Constantine, ang emperor sa Rome, as a rival. Talawa. Isugo sa Biblia or iyahang mugna? Iyahang mugna. Na-evolve pag yun, hindi pa ganyan siya mao. Ma-evolve pag yun siya. Ma-change pag yun siya. But it is helpful to know that his understanding of Christian doctrine was such that he was not aware of any mutual exclusiveness between Christianity and his faith in the unconquered son. Wa kay niya masakti, right? Gihimo ra niya nga rival. Ah, sila celebrate sila December 25th sa unconquerable sun during the winter solstice. In the winter solstice po, in December 25th, ato po i-celebrate ang Sun of Righteousness. In Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, di ba? So, wala kayo niya una-una, itsoon, huwag kayo siya kasabot sa iyang pagtuo. So, from the era of Constantine, 306 to 337, onward, Christmas from the Old English, Christus Messi. Old English is on Christus Messi. Christ Mass. Yeah, gikan. Christ Mass. Mass ba nga misa? Gikan sa English, Old English nga Christus Messi. M-A-E-S-S-E. Was gradually included in Western culture. Asa na Western culture sa Europe, right? By the time of the Reformation, most leaders, including Martin Luther, were for the abolition of all feast days except Sunday. But the long habits of the people were against such a radical reform. Tawa sa panahon ni Martin Luther, gikuha ba, di ba? Ang talagang mga holidays, mga festivals, gawas lamang sa Sunday. Of course, it's the Lord's Day. Pero daghan po mga tao tungkol sa ilang anaan nagtatahan ni tradisyon na ni nga ato ni padayunon. Nga nung ato man na siya nga tuuhan. Di ba? Kini nga radical reformation. So mga tao wala mo tuho sa ilang panahon. So bisa ng mga Puritans it's so on. Huwag ni nila gi-celebrate maong pagan celebration because they understand. So padayon ta, ikan ka Martin Luther, daghang mga tao nga ni against it soon sa radical na reform. And during Cromwell's time in 7th century England, Christmas was banned by Parliament. The Parliament is a form of government. See? So, gibanned siya ang Christmas, and in old New England, the celebration of Christmas was officially forbidden. Gisuwayan ni pagpugong kaniadto it soon. Now, of course, almost a quarter of each year is devoted to the celebration of Christmas. How many quarters in 1 year? 4. 1 quarter is 3 months, man, right? So, last quarter each year is so devoted to the celebration of Christmas in American culture. And as we will see, a variety of customs emphasize many faces of the season. Okay, this mapugan, isamot, yun. So, second quotation is on from the Proof Ministries gyapon, The Real Story of Christmas by Lawrence Clement. Now, sir, hindi na siya tanan na ako rin yung katulong ng mga highlighted akong gibutan, pero daghan yung gyapon. Pailog lang it's on. Pailog, kibaw ko sa inyong dibati. Pailog lang yun. For the sake of truth, right? So, how did Christmas come to be celebrated on December 25th? Okay, ba mo? Hindi unsa? kanina gamay nga background karon ison tupampunan. Roman pagans first introduced the holiday of Saturnalia. Saturnalia na po. A week-long period of lawlessness celebrated between December 17 to 25. Diba mo sa i-celebrate ani? Lawlessness. Kung lawlessness igsoon, why balaod? Why pagtumas balaod sa Ginoo? Celebrate nila from December 17 to 25. During this period, Roman courts were closed. Grabe. And Roman law dictated that no one could be punished for damaging property or injuring people during the week-long celebration. So kung muabot na December 17, nindot na kayo. Ang mga korte sa Rome, sirado. Walay mapugong, walay mabuot sa mata kung bisan pag inyong gate, panumbago nila, pabuthan mo sa inyong simbahan, sa inyong balay, pangkuhao mo, panugmago mo, pamatiran mo, karatihon mo, unsahan mo nila, walay violation. 17 to 25 December. Katulingon ko ninyo pag Friday, so if you are a Christian, kung mag-travel ka sa past, anyi ka maabot, anong panahon na? O sa man imong batiyon? Tag-celebrate ra ba niya sa amo panahon in the future? Sa future? Wakit ba ang mga tao na maunin gigikanan? Usa sa mga gigikanan ano niya? Grabe, a 1 week in zone, a long period of lawlessness celebrated between December 17 to 25. Ang mga court nila, mga balaod, ang mga korte nila, bisiradan, huwag walay tao na silutan sa bisan unsang nga violence na yung mahimo pagkay celebration. The festival began when Roman authorities chose an enemy of the Roman people to represent the Lord of Misrule. So each Roman community selected a victim whom they forced to indulge in food and other physical pleasures throughout the week. At the festival's conclusion, December 25th, Roman authorities believed they were destroying the forces of darkness by brutally murdering this innocent man or woman. Kita, nasabtan ninyo? Ako explain ha? Alam, madugay ta? Iksoan, ato lang putlon. Kung maabtan ta sa oras. Ang ilang gihimo aning 1 week, nagkuha po sila tao, malalaki, mababay, na mag-represent iksoan sa Lord of Misrule. Pagpasabot, muupo sila batok anak niya. O against, planet, ikaw at Isaydi, nakas panahon sa una, ikaw mo na pilian. Kini mo yung pilian. Grabe ito eh. Unsay buhato nila nimo. Wala kang mahimo ano sa katapusan igsoon sa adlaw sa ilang festival. Patyon ka. O pakita igsoon, oh, na-destroy na mo ang Lord of Misrule. Oh, patay ang innocent na babae o lalaki kung mapilian ka. Liman ka na. O takibawan eh, right? History ni siya. December 17 to 25. Igsoon, agi og pagpasidungog sa ilang Ginoo. Di pa gina mao. Magpanukto pa gina mo o niya kung ako nang ihatag na doon na pa'y rape o sexual indulgence panahon sa maong festival. Nagbuhat ba na ron? Wala. Kay kunuhay mga moral ng mga tao, right? Pero ang ugat is na agyapon. So the ancient Greek writer, poet, and historian Lucian, yang anison, in his dialogue entitled Saturnalia, describes the festival's observance. Kung anong gingon in his time, kinsang historian si Lucian? Kaba mo kini mga historian si Lucian? Nakit nila ang mga libro ang pagkaron. Importante kayo kung i-describe nila kung sila nakita sa una. Unya, gitugutan sab sa Ginoo nga ma-preserve ang pagkaroon panahuna, magigamit nga research isod. Na describes as a festival observance in his time in addition to human sacrifice. Kinsa sacrifice? Atoron, giving gifts naman. Na, simple na kayo. Ilaha human sacrifice yun. He mentions these customs, widespread intoxication, paghilo, paghiloan ba? Ang mga tao, going from house to house while singing naked. So my mother na to nga kwan din ni, singing house to house. Caroling, right? Naigod. Ano na, no, na may manaigod. Ah, of course. Ni-evolved, nakapsunod na nila. They going house to house and so on while singing naked, hubo pag yun. Rape and other sexual license and consuming human-shaped biscuits. Still produced Japanese itself in some English and most German bakeries during the Christmas season. Kanang murag bunyita gipon magtaw ba? Ila sa naghimo, itugutan nila ang rape and other sexual license and so on, wala din nila pugni during this festival. So ang sabi niya gibakit karon sa history. Pagyan. In the 4th century CE, Christianity imported the Saturnalia festival, hoping to take the pagan masses in with it. So Christian leaders, kinsa nga mga leaders? Mga Christians. Christian leaders succeeded in converting to Christianity large numbers of pagans by promising them that they could continue to celebrate the Saturnalia as Christians. Iman mo na. Christian leaders, gi-convert nila ang mga pagano. Gingnan nila maka-celebrate gihapon mo sa Saturnalia, di ba? Katong mga festival as Christians. Matuo na naso dili. Grabe mga Christian leaders ha. The problem was that there was nothing intrinsically Christian about Saturnalia. Amen ba? Yes. Do na ba'y Christian thing sa Saturnalia? No. Totally ignored a pagan celebration ng Saturnalia. Wala Christianity din na. Bisan gamay. To remedy this, these Christian leaders named Saturnalia's concluding day, December 25th, to be Jesus' birthday. Kinsa ang nimugna? Kinsang nimugna igsoon, mga Christian leaders kunuhay, kaniato. So kay Christian mo sila, niya sa Saturnalia, dili man siya Christian thing. So ilahang nagi named sa Saturnalia, concluding day, ginyo nila, December 25th, dili ni ka sa Saturnalia, kundi li, birthday of Jesus. Grabe. Grabe. Yes, giusap. Maugya pong pitsaha sa ilahang pag-celebrate. Pero para na kuno kang Jesus. Christians had little success, however, refining the practices of Saturnalia. Wakay sila mo success, di ba? As Stephen Messenbone, professor history ison at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst writes in return for ensuring massive observance of the anniversary of the Savior's birth by assigning it to this resonant day. The church, for its part, tacitly agreed to allow the holiday to be celebrated more or less the way it had always been. Grabe, more or less. So, pwede kang makabot-buot. Unsano pag-celebrate? And Christmas as the birth of Jesus. The earliest Christmas holidays were celebrated by drinking. Minaw ha? The early celebration of Christmas holidays, they celebrate nila by drinking. So, may imnon, tubig? Possibly wine. Drinking wine, sexual indulgence. Singing naked in the streets, a precursor reason of our modern caroling, right? So, kung pautan mo din, nagigikan na ikon, hindi, Elin, managol mo na, hindi, Pasko, hindi. So, may tubag. Sila sa una, gani, kita, natin sinina, managol. Sila, managol, hubo. Yes, it's true. Managol sila, maghubo yung son, tungod kay, wak, hindi man sila Christian, mga pagano man. Sad to think, yes. Diba mo yung son, naganti churches ron, mga Christians. Uy, sabot ta, managol ta, caroling. Diba? Para sa ato ang Christmas party. Pero natin pandings ba? Niya, uy, mga Christian, nagsabot nga managol. Ano kayo ba kung di nagigat? kamaayo nga ninyo. At to pagyud manaygon pagyud mo sa mga unbelievers, mangayo mo nila para nas pagpakaon sa iyong kaugalingon. So the Reverend Increase Mather of Boston is one observed in 1687 that the early Christians who first observed the Nativity on December 25 did not do so thinking that Christ was born in that month, but because the heathens. Saturnalia was at that time kept in Rome, and they were willing to have those pagan holidays metamorphosed into Christian ones. Because of its known pagan origin, Christmas was banned by the Puritans. Kato sila si John Edwards, kato mga devoted sa Ginoo, right? Mga strong Christians, its own pastors, preachers, reverends, ilahang nga gibanned ang Christmas, and its observance was illegal in Massachusetts between 1659 and 1681. Strong kay mga Christian kanito, most like ni govern ba sa tibok siyudad. Gibanned nga gimo nila illegal. However, Christmas was and still is celebrated by most Christians. Monay dako nga war even before, until now. Amen? Kani adto karon, mga Christians kanito, of course, it's all. Kung Kristahanong kang tinuod, makibawa ka sa kamaturan ng son, hindi na dito ka mabuhat. Pero mga Christians before, may practice, and the other, wala. So some of the most depraved customs of the Saturnalia Carnival were intentionally revived by the Catholic Church in 1466 when Pope Paul II, for the amusement of his Roman citizens, forced Jews to race naked through the streets of the city. Kinsa ang ni-revived? Ikso? Catholic Church in 1644 by Pope what? Pope Paul II for the amusement. Sa amusement? Para lang malingaw. Diba? Ang iyahang mga Roman citizens giforce nila kinsa pagin ilang ipahubo. Sumurag na sa UP ba? Iparagandagan ng hubo. Yes. Awa ha? Forced Jews. Giforce niya ang mga Hudyo to race lumba itson naked through the streets of the city. Grabe. Mo na para sa mga Jew. Kini nga panahon na gawas na dito itson sa dapit na sa Palestine. Ang mga Jew, para nila grabe ka, dako ang kawawa na niya. Kibawa mo na mga Jew sa history. Kini ay lang mga kaliwatan di padagan nga hubo. Kinsa pag yung napadagan nila? Holy Father. Pope. Right? First time? First time I saw? History? To be honest, it's my first time also. Kini, yes. Muna nga ako, ginigibutang. An eyewitness account reports, na yun ang eyewitness, ano yung panahuna? Before they were to run, so pas lang mo dagat, the Jews were richly fed. Pabos doon pag yan. Nang pakatagbayo ba? Di ba, makakaroon? Pakatagbayo, ito, babusog na. So as to make the race more difficult isn't for them, at the same time, yes, more amusing for spectators. Look, dakor kay Piero, nidagan, nagbisog, nagdagan, oh. Malingo na kay sila. Kibusog naman kayo. Gipakaon, nagdagan, gipadagan, para to amuse spectators. They run amid room-stunting shrieks and peals of laughter, while the Holy Father stood upon a richly ornamented balcony and laughed heartily. Pahiyo mo rin tawag ang Pope. Wasya mo buhak ha? Pero napahiyong siya sa tago, right? Naglingkod, nagtanaw sa mga Jew, na nagdagan, na madag ko nagtiyan, nagsun, nagpiti ng busuga, hubo pagyo. Ako katawonon, honestly, ako katawonon ko yun. Katawonon nga, ako kasabot sa kong dibati sa dihan nga kwasing research. sa inyong paminagson, mo admit ba ang RC Church ani? Admit ba? Ate, hapag nila ang record. Di ba? To prove. So as part of the Saturnalia Carnival throughout the 18th and 19th centuries, rabbis of the ghetto in Rome were forced to wear clownish outfits. Rabbis lang na pictures ba? Magsulog sila clownish outfits and march through the city streets to the jeers of the crowd pelted by a variety of missiles. When the Jewish community of Rome sent a petition in 1836 to Pope Gregory the 16th. Kung si Kisa istinid pa si Ugda na iso, ay lang Holy Father. Begging him to stop the annual Saturnalia abuse of the Jewish community. Yes, it's truly an abuse, right? Ang mga Jew pag yun, mag-iabusahan nila. Tuwag kaya nailawan sila sa empire sa Rome, right? Roman Empire. So, dako sila gahong ang Roma, bisan ang mga Jew, ang mga katawan sa Ginoo, ilaha lang i-abuse. Para gano'n nila mahubo, pakanoon nila daghan. So, ilang petitionan. Ngayon sila isol, it is not opportune to make any innovation. On December 25, 1881, Christian leaders whipped the Polish masses into anti-Semitic frenzies that led to riots across the country. So, 13 na nagubuta. Nagigubat. In Warsaw, 12 Jews were brutally murdered, huge numbers maimed, and many Jewish women were raped. 2 million rubles worth of property was destroyed. Ni alsa naman sad ang mga Jew. Ang naman sad magpatunog sila. Di man ka, mo na buhato ni mo sa usapagid ka religious leader. Pinakadako, pinakataas na religious leader. Amo yung nag-govern, nag-rule it soon sa worldwide religion and faith nila. So, dako insulto para nila.